couple days ago, I said that the Pharisees and priests are concerned with this Jesus of Nazareth, and boy, was that an understatement. I just heard that they're looking for a way to arrest him, and they even have an insider willing to help them. So you know he's been a thorn in the side of the Pharisees and temple leaders for some time. Everywhere he's gone, he's preached against them and generally made them look like fools. Chasing out the money changers was probably the last straw, as he not only made them look foolish, but caused them to lose money. You can't do that, you know. There's also been concern about who hangs around with him. He's not eating and staying with reputable people, but with sinners, prostitutes, tax collectors, even those who have had demons cast out of them. Even the fact that he casts out demons and heals on the Sabbath is driving the leaders right up the wall. I've never seen them so mad as when he healed a man's hand on the Sabbath right in front of them. Almost as if he goes out of his way to contradict and humiliate them publicly. So the rumors are that they've had enough. Some of the chief priests and elders got together today at Caiaphas' palace. They were in there for a while, so they must have been plotting and planning quite a bit. I've heard, however, they want Jesus out of the way permanently, and they're looking for a way to arrest him and put him to death. I've also just heard that they have a willing accomplice that will pretty much deliver Jesus to them. Remember that Judas had that complained about the anointing with oil? Yeah, the one who thought it was a waste of money that could have been used for the poor. Sounds like he went to the chief priests and agreed to turn Jesus over to them for 30 pieces of silver. The price of a slave, can you believe it? Some honor that he has for his teacher. Perhaps he was more concerned about the money from the oil because he wanted to pocket it for himself. Now the rumor mill says the chief priests don't want anything to do with it until after the festival. But that could change. If they do have a willing traitor, they may not wait. Jesus' days are numbered. Again, if he was smart, he'd get out of town now. Oh, wait, that reminds me. I kept hearing stories about how Jesus would tell his followers that he was going to die. In fact, one time he gave a lot of detail about how he would die, and that fisherman, Simon Peter, tried to stop him. Jesus turned his back on him and called him Satan for being an obstacle, accused him of thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Ouch. Sounds like that Peter speaks first and thinks second. Anyways, I guess Jesus warned his followers that he was coming to Jerusalem to die, and even told them today that it was going to happen within the next couple of days. I'm not sure how they took it, but I'm sure they weren't happy. It's almost as if Jesus knows he's being betrayed, and who's doing it. I wonder if the rest of them have figured out who it is. Doubt it. They're not the smartest bunch. Well, things are really getting interesting surrounding Jesus. I hope he heads back to Galilee quickly before something bad happens to him. Well, if nothing else, I'll let you know if I hear more tomorrow.